Thanks very much, Eric Rung. Steve Bertrand here. It is the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank. Okay, in the studio, Chris Vandenberg is here. He's the CFO of Ambulance Transportation, Inc. And I've got so many questions about ambulances. Chris, welcome to the Biz Lunch.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, so first of all, so the name of the company is Ambulance Transportation, Inc., but you have several sort of different sub-brands that people see driving up and down the highways with their lights on, right?
Yeah, so we operate ATI Ambulance. We also operate Vandenberg Ambulance and Trace Ambulance. And so depending on where you're at in the city, you may see different brands. And that's just because we've had different companies over the years, and they've sort of merged together. So,
and how many ambulances in all?
We have about 100 ambulances and wheelchair vans. We employ about 500 people. We do over 100,000 transports a year.
So. Really? No kidding. And so here's my question. Well, here's one of my questions. When I see you coming up behind me with your lights on, am I supposed to pull over?
You are.
Am I really?
Yes.
Because, you know, I wonder about that. I'm thinking, well, this must be a non-emergency situation, so they're just making so yeah. Why would you have the lights on? Of course yeah. I should pull over.
So the laws absolutely govern when we can use them and when we can't
right.
use them. And so when the lights are on, we're absolutely responding to an emergency. So while we might not be going to a car crash, we may be going to an emergency situation where we're working with a nursing home or assisted living and somebody's having a medical event that we're responding to.
So if I see you, honestly, so if you're coming up behind me and I see those lights on and it's a private ambulance, I'm supposed to pull over?
Yes.
Do people do that?
It's a challenge. They don't do it for the municipals. Ambulances very often,
right.
And so the privates, it's certainly a bigger challenge for us, and it's really a safety issue for both our patients and our crew.
Chris, I'm sorry, because I certainly do for municipals, but I just didn't realize that was the case for I thought, you just had the lights, so you were using them. Who's in the ambulance?
So we have a couple different levels of services. So we have the basic life support that are the two EMTs. You have the advanced life support. So those are the paramedics. Those are typically what you would see the equivalent of on the municipal fire department
mm-hmm.
side. And then we also have another level that's critical care. Those are folks that are trained above the paramedic level. So they can do considerably more than the paramedics. There's 30 different medications that aren't available for paramedics that they can transport with. There's chest tubes. There's 12 lead monitors, there's ventilators. So really, when you're looking at the critical care vehicles, those are really ICUs that are mobile.
Wow. And they're taking people generally from one hospital to another, from a nursing home to hospital, or how about that? What are your transports?
The bulk of the business that we're doing are inter-facility, so they're going from hospitals to nursing homes. The critical care and the ones that you're seeing with the lights on, they're either going to a hospital or they're bringing them from one hospital to another hospital. So, for instance, we do work with a lot of the community hospitals, and they need to be transported to the higher level, the trauma centers, the academic
centers. So they wouldn't use a municipal for that. They would use a private ambulance.
Correct.
Do any hospitals around here have their own ambulance service?
In the Chicago metro area, there are some in the western suburbs that do have their own. They're usually operated by an ambulance company and branded that way.
Okay.
As you get downstate, there are hospital-owned ambulance companies.
And why is it that downstate they own their own ambulances, but they don't up here?
In Chicago, it's just the density of people. So there's enough transportation volume that the private industry can sustain itself.
You couldn't run a business down there.
Correct. It'd be really difficult.
Okay. All right. Here's the weirdest question you're going to have all day. You've been in this business for your whole life, pretty much, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, when I was a kid, I'm older than you, but when I was a kid, I grew up in a small town, and we called it wasn't an ambulance, we called it an inhalator.
Yes.
Have you heard of that?
I have heard of it, and actually,
Chris, I'm so happy to hear that. No one's ever heard of that.
Yeah. My dad, I can remember growing up hearing stories about the inhalator and getting the inhalator out there and making sure that they have it. And times really have changed. And like I said, the equipment that's in the back of the critical care ambulance
yeah.
right now is really what you would find in an ICU. And so that's where things have changed, where, even 10, 12 years ago, the cost of a new ambulance with everything in it would cost, $75,000. Today, with the equipment that's in them, they're upwards of $150,000, and that's
right
on the private side.
Yeah, because when the inhalator went out, it was just a couple of volunteer firemen in the back getting you to the hospital as soon as you could.
Correct.
And so, you know, so you really are a medical company as much as anything, a transportation company, maybe more so.
It's more so. And I think really, as you've seen the industry develop and change, I think, you know, for us, one of our largest struggles is working with the hospital partners and the partners that we have saying, you know, we're not just the transportation. You need to involve us in the care coordination that you're doing because, you know, for instance, you're hearing, you know, some of the catchwords now are care coordination and reducing readmissions. Well, when we're bringing folks home from the hospital, we're seeing things that you know, really I don't think occur to a lot of people that are used to dealing in a clinical setting where,
right.
you know, making sure they have food, making sure that they have, you know, really a safe passage when they're at home where, okay, great, you know, they've been discharged with a hip fracture, but, you know, they're going to be walking around with their walker and there's a rug, but you want to keep the carpet clean, so you put a rug on top of the carpet. And
so the hospitals or the nursing homes, they need to see you more as an outpost of a medical facility rather than an Uber.
Yep. Years and years ago, you know, really you would see people going out in the community and treating patients. I think that we're over healthcare. I think it's going to evolve back there. And I think using EMS and you know, private ambulance companies to be going out and saying, okay, there's some things that we just don't do really well in the hospital. We don't want the patient there for that. But let's send the ambulance out there so that they're doing the basic care and then using telehealth to come back to the doctor.
No kidding.
Or back to the hospital.
And is that something your company would move into, or would you think that would become then more hospital-centric?
That's something that we're working with some of our hospital partners on, and we're having discussions with them about how does this actually work and what are you doing on that side.
Healthcare law has had a big impact on you?
It has. It's, you know, as an employer, obviously, it added costs to
sure,
us.
But like for, all of us, yeah.
But for us, really, what you're looking at is you're seeing these high-deductible plans that have existed. And so now you have somebody where we used to get a check from Blue Cross. Now we're sending the bill to the patient, and so we're working on that. And so it's changing the payment cycles that we're having. And so that's, you know, one of the things that we're talking about with having Wintrust as a partner. That's very important for us so that they understand what we're doing.
And Wintrust does that well? Is that one of the things?
They do a great job on it. And you know, for us, really, what we like about working with Wintrust is, you know, they have the old school banking mentality where they're getting to know us, get to know what we're doing in our business, and providing that level of service, but then having a you know, basically the big bank capabilities.
In a way, what you want the hospitals to learn and know about you, Wintrust does for you.
Correct.
That's why Chris Vandenberg is a Wintrust community leader. Thanks for coming in. You've changed my life now. I'm going to be much more attentive when I see your employers with their lights on.
You're going to see the ambulances all the time now, and you're going to be looking to say, hey, what's the name on the side of it?
I'm going to start following them just to see where they're going. Chris Vandenberg, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Steve.